This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Arunachal Pradesh Department of Industries organized the High Impact Investment and Entrepreneurship Workshop in Itanagar today. It focused on the Uttar Purva Transformative Industrialization Scheme 2024, including flagship components like Unnati and other industrial investment initiatives. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Secretary Manish Gupta emphasized the state's shifting role from a consumer to a producer economy. He said 900 crore rupees in central funding has been allocated to boost industrial growth and support entrepreneurship in the state. State's Minister for Industries, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Nyato Dokum, urged stakeholders to actively utilize the available schemes and said 1,000 crore fund is a massive opportunity. He invited all aspiring entrepreneurs to come forward and make the best use of it.
उन्नति के बारे में एक वर्कशॉप है तो इस वर्कशॉप में हमारा जो एंटरप्रेन्योर है हमारा जो यूथ लोग है दोज हु आर इन दिस इंडस्ट्रियल सेक्टर सो वी हैव इनवाइटेड ऑल ऑफ देम इन टेक्निकल सेशन बाकी जो चीज है वो हमारे रिसोर्स पर्सन है हमारा कमिश्नर सेक्रेटरी सारे बैठेंगे उन लोग सारे बताएंगे उन लोगों को 24 को ये लॉन्च हुआ था उन्नति लेकिन बहुत ऐसा चीज है जिसके वजह से समय लग गया और लोगों को एजुकेट करना भी तो बहुत जरूरी है ना लोगों को ये बताना जरूरी है कि ये उन्नति है क्या इसमें टूरिज्म में है इंडस्ट्री में है इवन हमारा टेक्सटाइल एंड हैंडलूम वगैरह में है वी विल गो इवन टू द डिस्ट्रिक्ट तो सेम वर्कशॉप हम डिस्ट्रिक्ट में भी करें ऐसा नहीं कि यहाँ ये तो जस्ट बिगिनिंग है
The graduation ceremony of 2019 MBBS batch of Tomo Riba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences was held at the institution's premises in Nahalagan today. 46 students, including 29 from Arunachal Pradesh, have graduated in the batch. Attending the function as chief guest, Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak said that TRIMS has rapidly emerged as a hub for education, innovation and service in the state. He appreciated the institution for shaping the next generation of medical professionals. Dean and Principal TRIMS Dr. Syamal Bhattacharya administered the oath to the graduating students. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak visited Oju Mission School, Papunala, Nahalagan today. During the visit, he toured the newly constructed academic block, inspected the smart classroom facilities and viewed student projects. To mark the occasion, the Governor and the First Lady also took part in a plantation program under the team Ek Per Ma Ke Naam within the school campus. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan Network, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. Srimati Gumpi Musu Lombi, Hindi officer at Rajiv Gandhi University, has been conferred with the National Folk Literature Award 2025 during a ceremony held at Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh today. The award is jointly presented by the Government Central Library, Gwalior and the Gwalior Sahitya Sansthan. The award acknowledges Srimati Lombi's contributions to the promotion of Hindi language and her work in preserving and promoting India's folk literary traditions. She is also noted for being the first Hindi officer from Arunachal Pradesh. The Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh Arunachal Pradesh unit, in collaboration with the Arunachal Pradesh Building and Other Construction Workers Union, organized a mass gathering at the tennis court IG Park, Itanagar yesterday to express solidarity against the recent murder of a daily wage laborer named Prabhas Dole in Itanagar. In a memorandum submitted to the Chief Minister Pema Khandu, the union has demanded debt compensation for the parents of the deceased and called for strict punishment for the accused. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for 17 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. It has informed that heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places in these districts in the next 24 hours. A financial literacy cum insurance mobilization awareness camp was organized by the MoneyWise Center for Financial Literacy, BASAR, in collaboration with the District Mission Management Unit, BASAR, under the Arunachal State Rural Livelihood Mission at Baum Village today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.